Hello, this is Cody Sturge with the pastor at Chilhowee Baptist Church, and you're listening to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a radio ministry, podcast ministry of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. We're thankful that you've tuned in today as we're preaching through God's Word. We're praying God's Word will speak to your heart as it's preached and taught from the pulpit of the Chilhowee Baptist Church.
How many of you have had a battle at all this week in any form or fashion with your old flesh? Would you raise your hand? Mine's raised. Let me tell you something. Here's some hope, but He giveth more grace. He giveth more. Grace says, I can't, but God can. He giveth more grace. Expect grace. How can I have peace? Peace with God, the peace of God. How can I have peace in my heart? Because I'm looking for God to be my sufficiency. I don't have what it takes. I know it. I don't have the strength. I don't have the depth of spirituality to overcome. And if you think you do, you've been deceived. But He giveth more grace. Aren't you glad? He gives more grace. His grace is more than our weakness. He giveth more grace. His grace is greater than our temptation. He giveth more grace. His grace is stronger than the wiles of the devil. He giveth more grace. Folks, I can rest knowing that God gives more grace. You see, how can I have peace with God? Number one, I must reject worldliness. Number two, I must expect grace. Are you expecting God to meet you with grace? A lot of our defeat comes when we forget that God is able to overcome in the most adverse of circumstances. He giveth more grace. Our great defeat comes when we fail to have faith that God is able, but He giveth more grace. I want you to think about the thing that worries you the most about this upcoming week. And then I want you to follow it with this, but He giveth more grace. I've got this to deal with, but He giveth more grace. I've got this to battle, but He giveth more grace. You see, we should reject worldliness. Number two, we should expect grace. And finally, number three, we should inject submission. Humility and submission should be an intentional part of our Christian life. Submission. Here's what the Bible says in verse number six. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Who does God bless? Does God bless the people who are fighting for themselves and fighting for their flesh and fighting to get? No, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. The people who understand I need God's grace are the people who God gives His grace to. The people who acknowledge the fact that they are in desperate need of God's mercy are the people that God gives His mercy to. You see, the Bible says in verse number 7, submit. How many of you like the word humble? I don't like it. I'd rather be on top. I'd rather win. But God encouraged me to humble myself before God. Humble. How many of you love the word submit? Well, there's a lot of people who hate the word submit. When the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husband. Man, that ruffles the feathers of all kinds of people. But it starts with when God in His Word says, submit yourself to God. And we get aggravated. We don't do our own thing. But God says, submit. So the Bible says this, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Let me tell you something. We need to inject submission. Submission needs to be a part of our lives. We need to constantly be letting the Lord know and reminding ourselves that we are a blank page and God can write the story of our lives. Lord, whatever you want to do with my life, here I am. I'm not saying that God's going to call you to the mission field, but every person that's saved by grace through faith in Christ should be willing, if God called them, to quit their jobs and go to the mission field. I'm not saying that God's calling you to preach, but every person should be willing, if God so led, to be a preacher. Every person, if God led, should be willing to do whatever it is God led them to do. You should submit. Let me tell you something very important. God will never lead you to do anything that's not going to give you peace and help you and bless you. But we should submit. Someone said like this, we should get behind God. You know what we do? We want to lead our lives. We want to go after our things. We want, God, come on, come on, come on. Bless me, bless me, bless me. I want to do this. Come bless me for it. I want to do this. God, bless me. But the pattern and the order is out of line. What we need to do is say, God, where you lead me, I will follow. And as God leads us along, guess what? We get behind God. We submit to Him. We have peace with God. We have the peace of God. And we get to enjoy the blessings of God because we get behind God. Humble yourself. Submit yourself. The Bible says, submit yourselves to God. Then He says in verse 7, resist the devil. What's the devil want to tell you? He's always wanting to tell you that there's something in this world that'll make you happy. You resist him. Resist the devil. Let me tell you, you are no match for the devil. You're no match for the devil. Don't try to go digging in and finding out the devil so you can defeat this foe. You can't defeat him. You've got to have God do it. So the Bible says resist him. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, draw nigh to God. You see, we need to get behind God. We also need to get close to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You hear the old preacher say, are you close to the Lord? I like that. Are you close to God? The Bible just says it like this, draw nigh unto God. How many of you think, my lands, I want to be close to God, but I don't know how? Well, it's simple. You just step towards the Lord. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. I don't know how in the world God draws nigh to me, but he does. All I know is what I have to do is I've got to get close. I just go towards him. And when I go toward the Lord comes toward me. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh to you. What are we to do? We're submit. Get behind God. Get close to God. Get close to God. I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I close to God? And then I want you to ask this question. Am I as close to the Lord as I've ever been? Or is there a separation? Is there... space now between the Lord and I, and I've let worldliness creep in. I heard the story of an old country married couple. For years they'd ridden to town and back in their old pickup truck. Just a regular single cab pickup truck with a bench seat. And they were riding to town one day, and the wife was a little bit aggravated. She's sitting over on her side of the seat and next to the window, and she spoke to her husband. She said, you remember when we'd ride to town and we always sat real close together? He answered, yep. You remember when we was young and we always sat real close together? And yep. She says, do you remember how sweet it used to be when we used to sit real close together when we rode to town in the truck? Yep. Is that all you got to say? He said, nope. He's driving down the road. He says, I ain't moved. That's a silly picture of the Lord. You know, he's not moved. He's always there. He always wants to help us, to love us, to guide us, to bless us, to give us peace. We're going to have to submit ourselves and scoot over. Draw nigh unto God. We're submit. How can I have peace with God? Reject worldliness, expect grace, inject submission. Let me show you something else that goes along with submission. The Bible says in verse 8, draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Look at the next word, cleanse. Cleanse your hands. Now look, sin creeps into all of our lives. And God requires us that we repent of our sins, that we confess our sins, that we give our sins back to God and ask him to forgive us. Cleanse. Some of us need to clean up. What is it? I'm confident if you're a saved person, the Holy Spirit of God right now, if you'll ask him to, will show you what needs to be cleaned up in your life. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Look at the next word. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Do you remember a moment in your life where all you could think about was pleasing the Lord? But now, you think about pleasing the Lord occasionally, but you spend a lot of your time thinking about what you can get or what you can accomplish or what you can experience or what you can do on earth. The Bible says to you, purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He said, you've got affections in both worlds. Now look, God will give you things on earth to enjoy. There's no doubt about it. But if you seek them in conjunction at the same time with God and you put them on an equal plane or a greater plane to God, you've got a God in your life that's not big G God, God of the Bible. And you need to purify your heart. Look at the Bible says in verse 9. No one wants to feel bad, but let me tell you something. God doesn't mind one bit if you feel bad and guilty over your sin. He says if you're dirty, if you've found out that you're worldly, if God has exposed in your heart today sin and the reason that you don't have peace is because you're not seeking God, God says here's the way you need to react and you need to respond. He says you need to be afflicted. You need to feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit in your heart, and you need to welcome the guilt that comes along with it because you need a good old-fashioned spanking from God the Father. He says, be afflicted. Mourn over your sin. Weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning. Stop laughing over the filth and mourn over the depravity of your heart. The wickedness and sinfulness of your behavior. Let your joy be turned to heaviness. God says, it's okay. As a matter of fact, you should feel the guilt and the weight of sin. And then you just get to the place, verse number 10, where you humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. What happens? You humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. You don't make excuses for your sin. You don't continue in your sin. You just humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. You inject submission. And the Bible says it just as simple and plain as you can see. He shall lift you up. What happens? You can have peace with God when you humble yourself before God. He'll lift you up. You confess your sins. He's faithful and just forgive your sins. You repent and turn to him, he will lift you up. You know what you get when Jesus lifts you up? Peace. Peace. How can I have peace with God? Reject worldliness. Expect grace. Inject submission. He shall lift you up. May the Lord help us. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a ministry of faith of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. For more Bible preaching, visit us at ChilhoweeBaptistChurch.com or download our app wherever you get your apps, Chilhowee Baptist Church. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day.